Good morning. It's Fred Foster, Superintendent, Hunting Area School District. I wanted to take this opportunity and create this podcast to try to have some comment related around the current concerns or inaccuracies of what the board is approving or has approved as our capacity and demographic study. So I'd like to just take a few moments, kind of give you an overview of where we are at this point, discuss our timeline and the purpose behind this, as well as notify you that we'll be updating and providing updates on our website as well as at board meetings, and they'll be advertised as such. So we are doing a capacity and demographic study. This purpose has to do with addressing forecasted enrollment trends and identify anticipated future space needs. On our website, there'll be information related to what's been completed so far, why we're using a company to perform this study, the process, and the three phases that are involved with the process. I would certainly like to make sure we're being sensitive to the issue, recognizing that when I had met with the PTGs and various groups in small pockets to discuss this study, even though it had been publicly addressed during board meetings in June and July, as well as September, we want to recognize that, particularly in our district, when we hear capacity or feasibility, what you all have experienced over your time of closing of schools, realigning of schools, building of a middle school, and that concerns many people at different levels. Certainly, children being moved to different buildings, closing of schools and their local connections to their community, furloughs in the past. Again, all those concerns or issues you've dealt with in the past, we could not recognize that would not be a concern as we move forward. I just want to reassure you at this point in time, we are just collecting data and establishing data for future considerations for the board. And again, just because the board will be provided opportunities or options, consider education as well as educating the community, that doesn't mean any action will be taken. It just means we're taking a look at where we are with our capacity and our demographic study to provide any future type of options for considerations. Now, there will be a stakeholder group established made up of between 20 to 25 folks. Between stakeholders would include parents, parent-teacher group representatives, teachers, custodians. All associations will be represented, as well as business community and parents. These folks will be representing the entire data analysis, providing input, sharing input with the community, and be part of the overall options that will be provided at the end of our timeline, which should take place roughly around the April timeframe. I hope this helps a little bit. We will be doing board updates on November 13th and 20th, I believe. Actually, November 20th will be a board public presentation, and January 15th will be a board public presentation. So we'll certainly put out, anticipate in using School Messenger to send that information for a reminder on November 20th board presentation, as well as stakeholder meetings will be communicating throughout and gathering data. And if there happens to be a community survey availability or a parent survey, McKissick will provide that, and we will notify you all as well on as we collect data and have future considerations. I hope this helps. If not, again, please give me a call, send me an email. We will have our stakeholder committee approved in October. You'll be more than welcome to reach out to any of those folks for any updates. And we want to be as transparent as possible in this process, as I inherited or an understanding of a perception that the last time the board had went through this, or maybe it wasn't the perception or the belief was maybe it wasn't as transparent as it could have been, should have been. Again, that's some perception. I'm not validating nor disputing that image. I know that we will do our best to look at options and collect data for the future growth for all of our children, as well as taking a concern for our taxpayers and the pressures and go along with any type of worst case scenario, which to some would be school closures, to others would be continuing renovation and tax increases. So there's a lot of worst case scenarios, but we don't have any worst case scenarios yet. We're still collecting data. But again, without at least recognizing what the district and community has been through with the past, we certainly want to be sensitive to that and remain as transparent as possible and communicate with what all the options are at the end of our collection study, which again should be in the April 2018 timeframe for your information and consideration. Thank you.